We are continuing in Reish Nun Gimel. We are middle of Seif Aleph. We're on the first Amud Beis, and we are in the Mechaber. Four lines from the bottom. So we talked about the Mechaber Shita is that if you have a Kira and you fueled it with gefes or etzim, so you're not allowed to put a tavshil mibayyam. You can't do shia unless it was nespasha called tzarcho or mitzdamik viraloi, or it was totally raw. But if not, so then you have to do either gruf or ketuma. And he said if you put in a piece that's raw, that'll make the whole thing also okay because you're mesiach das. So four lines in the bottom of the Lama Beis, it says, Vafilu eina gruf o ktuma, even if it's not gruf o ktuma, meaning, again, for some reason, the whoever put in those parentheses, Slav Dafka the Ramah, but whoever put them in, like, now explains it again, even though we had before garaf and katam, so I guess now it became like a, there was a verb, now it became like a noun, grufa and ketuma. So grufa shemashach ha-gecholim ha-tana and ketuma shekisa kisa ha-gecholim be'efer. So even if it's not grufa ketuma, this is a side thing. Mutter lismaychla kedera b'samachutzala. Till now we're talking about putting on top of the kira. Now we're talking about putting it next to it on the side, by the wall outside. So even if it's not grufa ketuma, you're allowed to put the pot next to it, next to the kira on the side. V'im huska b'kash oy b'gvava. Now, till now we were talking about that it was, the fuel was gefes and etzim. Gefes and etzim, those turn into coals. After the flame goes out, it turns into coals. So you have shami yachata. If it's kash or gvava, which is straw or other pieces of whatever from the grain, similar to straw, other things like that, Mutter lisha isaleh afilu eina legrufa v'legtuma. So these things that once the fire goes out, it's dead. It does not turn into straw, just goes out. So therefore, you're allowed to do shehiya afilu eina legrufa v'legtuma, because since it doesn't turn into any coal, there's no shami echat. Haga, zokta rama, shtei kiras hamatimai zu eitzel zu. Let's say you have two kiras that are next to each other, like twins next to each other. V'doifen shel cheres beineyem, and you have a wall of cheres between them. Ho'achas grufo ketuma, one of them you did grufo ketuma. V'ashnia eina grufo ketuma, but the second one you did not. So muter lishais al ha-grufo v'ketuma, you're allowed to do shia on the grufo v'ketuma. Now that one is no problem. You might have thought that since it's getting some heat from the other side, and therefore maybe you'll go and stoke the coals on the other side, which are not grufa ketuma. So comes along the Rama and he says, but the Gemara says in Mefurish, that we're not worried about that you're going to go to the other side and start stoking, as long as you did grufa ketuma on the side where your pot is. It's a regular garuf v'katum, a regular garuf v'katum case. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah up to here. Where are we? Mutter lismach atesvav. Mutter lismach la. So this is, you're allowed to be saimach on the outside. So when are you allowed to do this? The Mechaber was very unclear. Well, when is this halacha? Yesha imrim, says the Mishnah Berurah, deloy sharinan hacha kim asmicha be'erev Shabbos la'ashoysa mishatechshach. We're talking about Erev Shabbos. Everything we talked about till now was putting on Erev Shabbos, that it continues and stays there on Shabbos. So this halacha that I could put it next to the kira, even if it's not grufa ketuma, is talking about the regular Shia case. Avala hachzir b'Shabbos, but if I took it off the fire on Shabbos, now I want to put it back next to the hakira, asur afilu b'smicha. You're not allowed to even do smicha if it's not garufa ketuma. That's what the Yeshayim holds, and that is Rabbi Kiva Eger b'Kavana Samag and Avram, says the Shar Tzion. V'rak l'svara shniya ha-muzker b'seif ha-sif, muter afilu b'chazara api ha-ifanim ha-mevuarim b'seif beis. According to the second svara, which is going to be at the end of the sif, which says chazara is a different type of chazara, chazara is talking about Erev Shabbos, not chazara on Shabbos. So therefore, that will be mutter as long as he have the tnaim of chazara, which we'll learn about in Sif Beis. But many Achrayim argue on this. The Dogam Ravava, and he argues on Rebbe Akiva Eiger and how to understand the Magen Avraham. And he says, "V'daitam the Chazara b'smicha mutar l'kuli alma." It does. Everyone holds it's not tully in any dais. If you're doing smicha, smicha is so not a normal way of cooking or doing things. There's no problem even doing chazara on Shabbos. That's chazara. What about lechatchila? Afilu b'smicha lechatchila b'Shabbos. It wasn't even on the fire at all on Shabbos. I want to go now and put it on the next to the fire on Shabbos. Yesh mekilin. There are those who are mekel. There's a dog of Marvab and a base mayor. As long as the pot is still hot, meaning from Arab Shabbos, wherever you had taken off the fire, whatever it is, and it's mevushal kol tzarchai, look at what the Rama says at the end of the simon and the bi'alacha over there. So that is the shaila here in this halacha of smicha, of when it's mutter and when it's not. Now, kedera, so he says you're allowed to be saimecha kedera. Hainu gamke nafil lo nisbash lo shlish. Again, this is, you don't need Michael ben Drusoy here. And it's interesting, he says the lashon nisbash lo shlish. We already said Michael ben Drusoy, we said in the Hakdama, is machlek is half or a third. But he's saying, afil lo nisbash lo shlish, the chevan de eina el saimech lo b'machutz. Because since you're only doing this, is all outside of the normal ovens, lo chomer hakiro migrufa ktuma hanal, so he's saying interesting thing. You have this kira that is not grufa ktuma, but you're being saimich on the outside. Saimich on the outside is equal, or for sure not more chamer than a kira that is grufa ktuma, that you've taken out the goats. So a kira that's grufa ketuma, you're allowed to even put something that hasn't even been cooked a third yet, right? You did garfa katam. That's the case where we need it, for sure need it, right? So he's saying, so this kira that you're being soimech on the outside, even though it's not grufa ketuma, but smicha can't be more chamer than a kira that is grufa ketuma, that you're allowed to put it on. So that's why when it's mutter here to be simeth kedera means even an uncooked or partially cooked kedera. Even if it's hot there, that's not a problem. Okay, now we said if it was bekasha v'gvava mutter lahashes aleha v'hu adin b'soicha. It's not only on top; it's even on the inside. The chayvan, the grufa damyo, since this has a din like grufa, meaning because grufa means you took the coals out. These don't make coals. And you're doing it mibayjaim, so mali taicha mali agaba. There's no difference. There's no chashasha miyachata, because there's no coals. There's no looking like bishul, because you're doing it Arab Shabbos. No problem. Afilu eina le grufa v'leiketuma. So we said the kasha guava doesn't need it. Why? Levisha ein by chashash chitoy. There's no chashash of stoking it. Shemiyad shekol hashal heves kol agam agacheles. Once the flame goes out, it doesn't turn into any coal. It's gone. Then the Rama said if you had two kiras next to each other, so you could put on the grufa ketuma even though it's maisiv hevel from the other one. In the kira hagrufa is getting heat from the other side. I might think that should make it. Since it's getting heat from the other side, it should make it like a grufa. It's not even a shehi halacha. It's fully grufa, ketuma, whatever halachas you're allowed to do are okay. Fine. Back to the top. So till now we were talking about a kira. A kira, like we said, is an oven that is a wide oven and has a place on top for two pots. That's a kira. Now we have a tanur. V'tanur afilu husik b'kashu gvava asur afilu lismach loy afilu im hugaru v'katun. A tanur is very chamer because a tanur is extremely hot. Now, what's the difference? A tanur is not a straight oven. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see it clearly. B'tanur chafaluf, haynu b'tanur shalohem. Not our ovens. The Rama is going to talk about our tanurim soon. But their tanur, shasuyis kekira, it's made like a kira. Ach mitoich sheksoris lemaila v'rochav lemata, but it narrows on the top. So it's wide on the bottom, and it narrows on the top. Niklar choymoy l'soichei tvei mikira. So it gets much hotter in there. The heat is retained in there, much harder. L'chei nechmiru b'yayis mikira. So therefore, Chazal were more machmer. And they said, what did we say? That even if it's with kash and gvava, which you normally doesn't, there should be no problem, it's aser afilu l'smaichlai, another chumrah, even if it's garuf v'katim, mean garuf v'katim doesn't even help by a tanur, even by kash and gvava. Afilum hu garuf, so says the Mishavruch HaBeis, mipnei sha'goyrov ein garuf ala roiv ho'esh atzma. So Mishavruch says now, I'll tell you why. Because even when you do grufa, you don't always get everything out. You don't get everything out. You have to remember, it's a dirt floor over there. You're taking out the coals. You don't get every little tiny speck out. It's impossible that there's not one little thing, spark left in there. Okay, but what can I do that with that already? No. Because since a tanner is so hot, that little bit that's left there, it's not a coal, but it's a little sparkling thing, because of the intense heat of the tanur, we're afraid you might give it a little shtup to get it to just get its last kaicha, so to speak, and warm it up. Vihinei. Miloshen ha-mechabra mashma, the sphere le-kadas ha-tor, ta-filu be-kashu gvava, osur be-garu v-katam. It sounds like it's so chamer, even garu v-katam, kashu gvava, you have all the milas, it's still osur. V'chein u-das ha-rab rabbeinu yoyneson, ha-muva b'chadush ha-ran. Achein, miloshen ha-rama mashmano, te-be-kashu gvava ein osur be-tanur, kiim be-ein ha-garu. Yes, kash, it's tanur's more chamer. It's osur even be-kashu gvava, but only if it's ein ha-garu. If you were gairif it, it's not a problem. V'cheinu das hakol boi v'chedushi haran, v'yesh l'hakel b'zeh. So he says, yesh l'hakel b'zeh. Okay, back to the top. So we said, afilu hu gar v'katim. So says the Ramah, hagah kol zman shayad se ledes boi. We're talking about that it's still yad se ledes boi. You took out all the coals and everything, so it's only aser if it's still yad se ledes boi. The kol shekein she'asur lishayis b'zoicha agave, and of course you can't do shia. We said he says you can't do smicha, and kol shekein you can't do shia on top or inside or on top. So says the Mishaburuch of Gimel she'ayat zeledes boy, avilim ein ayat zeledes boy, mutar litein afilu agabav. You could even put it al gabav. In other words, you can't not only being soymech, you put it al gabav. Later on, the Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about what about inside. Afilu b'Shabbos, you could put it there because the mice is not yad zeledes boy anymore. Ve'efshir dafilu ein garu v'katam min achalim gam kein shari. Kevin shamokim shamabit shamakdera ein yad zeledes boy. Could be even if it's not garu v'katam from this kash and gvava, but the whole thing is not yad zeledes boy anymore. So the whole thing, the whole kashash before was that you're going to take the nitzaitzis in this boiling hot oven and do something. You can't do anything. The thing is called, it's not yad zeledes boy. The kol shekein she'aser to do shia b'seichel al gabay v'dafka v'loy nisbashu kol tzarcha bin samach v'yopaloy. So one second. So says the Mishavura, this is all in the cases that you need some type of grufa ketuma, right? That it's nisbashu kol tzarcha, or it's not nisbashu kol tzarcha, or mitzdamach v'yopaloy. Those are the cases where we're always afraid shemi yechate. So a tanur is so chamer that you can't do it. But if it's mitzdamik viraloi that you don't need by the kira any grufa ketuma because there's no chashash mutter, so that's going to be mutter in my tanur because you don't have the chashash. Same thing with the kidra chaisa, and even if it's not garufa katum, there's no problem because by both of these things there's no chashash shemi yechate, and therefore it would be mutter even in the tanur. Okay, so that was a kira and a tanur. Now you have, so those are the two extremes. Now you have a middle case, a kupach. Back on the top, the mechaber. The kupach, shumokim shvisas kedera achas. It's like a tanur that it has place for one pot. Unlike a kira that has a place for two pots, but it's unlike a tanur, because a tanur, we said, is slanted upwards, so it retains the heat. A kupach is straight. It's straight, like a kira, but it only has place for one pot. So it's a little hotter than the kira, because the kira is a bigger area, but it's not as hot as the tanur. The kupach shumokim shvisa kadera achas. So there, the Gemara says, im husak b'gashay v'gvava, if you lit it with kashing vava, then it has a dinai kikira. Then it gets the din like a kira on the kuladika side, and it's okay. But if it's begefes oive eitzim, so then dinai kitanur. So it's this middle madrega. This now depends on what you used as fuel. But tanurim shalonu dinim kikira, says the Ramah. Our tanurim today have a din like a kira, like the kuladika case. So let's see the Mishabura. Chafei shuhum makayim. Huasi kain kira, it's made like a kira, el de kira humakam shvisa shte kederis. A kira is a place for two pots. The kupach humakam shvisas kederachas. Lefichach, nafish havle mikira, it's more heat than the kira, shahamakam tsar because it's a smaller area. Vachoim is kabitz boyayser, and therefore the heat is retained there stronger than the kira. But vizuter havle mi the tanur, but its heat is less than the tanur because the tanur is slanted, and that's the way it gets the heat more condensed. So if you did it with kashik vava dina kikira, and therefore vafilu like garav es akash like katam, it's not a problem because kashik vava by akira, you didn't have to do anything. And if you do with gefetz and eitzim, it's dina ketanur, shafilu garvikatam is aser. Oh, the extreme that even with garvikatam it's aser, bein metoicha, bein agaba, bein besmicha, in all the cases. Says the v'tanurim shalonu chavches, so the Ramah said, our tanurim, shepia minatzad, our tanurim, you open it from the side, so it's not on top. So bechlal, it's a whole different type of mechanism of heat. They're much wider than the kiras. The kira was a small, even the kira was a smaller type of oven than we have. Ein chaimim rav kol kach. The heat is not as strong. Valkein dinai kikira. It doesn't have a din like a tanur. It's more like a kira. Uvesever tiferes Shmuel hevi b'shem arshal shechaylek alze v'sever d'shavim heim ledina ayin sham. He holds no. Our tanur is like their tanur. So therefore, what? Val kolpanim says the Mishabura. B'tanur shel nachtaimim, if you have a baker's oven, shemasikim by tader v'choymei rav, toiv lahachmer laduna ketanur. So even though we're saying that our tanur, where it opens on the side, is not as hot, ememela, and it's more space, and so on and so forth, it's a din like a kira, legabe the heat. However, if you have a really boiling hot tanur, like the tanur of the bakers, those things were constantly being heated. Ememela was a very strong heat. So ememela, because the mice, at the end of the day, you could say, okay, but it's big, and there's space, and the door is on the side. But the mice, practically, it is very, very hot. And since it's taka so hot, memela, you should be done it like a tanur. Okay, so now, continues the mechaber. Vim shachach vishoha. So now we move on to the next case. What happens if you forgot and you left on the kira, vishah, you did it without doing grufa ketumah, you did it incorrectly. So either you forgot, you made a mistake. So im hutav shel shabisha kol tzarchai, so if it was already fully cooked, so even though you weren't supposed to do this according to the mechaber, because it's mitzdamek v'yafalai, mutter, you can eat it. Afilu hu mitzdamek v'yafalai, because at the end of the day, you weren't nana so much. The thing was the maisa cooked. So you weren't nana so much, they didn't give you a knas. But if it was this case where it started to cook, and it has, it's really partially cooked, so that's already a whole different story. And you were supposed to, according to the mechaber, do grufa ketuma, so then, asr, now you really gained, because this thing cooked on Shabbos, and now you could eat it. Asr ad matzah Shabbos, you have to wait till matzah Shabbos, till you could eat it. That's by shikha. Vim avar vishaha, that's if you made a mistake or you forgot. But if you did it on purpose, so then also b'shneim, it doesn't help that it was mistamek v'yafalai. The fact of the matter is, you did it on purpose, it's aser. Now, the Ramah adds in abechadei sheyasu. It's not enough to aser to matzah Shabbos. You have to wait the amount of time that you were nena from what happened on Shabbos. So whatever that zman is, however much it was cooked to get to fully cooked, so you have to wait Matzah Shabbos in order that you shouldn't be nemenene from Meleches Shabbos. V'michzira eini Yehudi b'Shabbos dinai k'shachach v'shoha. So now, that's all shoha. You did it Erev Shabbos. Now they machazara on Shabbos. That's really much more chamer. So if the Rama right away goes to a guy, if a guy was machzer for you on Shabbos, dinai kishachach v'shah, it has the same halachas as if the Jew forgot. Meaning if it's mitstamik v'yafalai, it's okay. And if not, not. Because we're not machmer on the guy's maisa, kilu you did it b'mezid. The most we're machmer is kilu you made a mistake. But b'michziru Yisrael, but if a Jew went and put it back, even by mistake, dinai ka'avar v'shoha. He's like the avar v'shoha, which we say it's aser. So that's the model is shachach. Shachach v'shoha, or avar v'shoha. That's the model. Now, in the Chazara, we say, well, the guy is like shachach, and the yid is like avar, and it will be aser. Bimitstamik, just one more line. Bimitstamik viraloi mutter shorlein anime iser. But if it was stamik viraloi, so no matter what you did over here, it's mutter because the maya said there was no hana. So let's see the Mishabura. Chav tes. Bim shachach vishah. Vikol shakenim shagag bidin. And for sure, if you made a mistake. So it's mutter. Afilu mitstamik viyofa. Vafilu hu besoicha tanor. Vatam deloi nanami menakokach. He didn't get such hana. Kevin the balabachi hayro lachilosh and isbashakal tzarcho vakain bidiyeved. B'diavad it's mutter. But if you were avar v'shoha, so then, I'm sorry, if you were, it was a tavshil that just started to cook, it wasn't cooked yet, then it's aser l'chol adam, because shekein l'vnei beisei da aser, kevin l'nisbashel b'shvilam. It's aser for sure for the people who it was cooked for. And not only that, it's even aser l'chol adam, we give episode knas that it's aser for everybody. So, what's going on over here? So the Shartzian, very important Shartzian here says. Shartzian says, what's going on? L'chaira, if a person goes and is mevashel b'Shabbos, did it issa deraisa bishel b'Shabbos? So the machlekes, three way machlekes in the Gemara, made Rehuda Bechna Sandler, what's aser? And later on, in Hilchos Bishel, the Mechaber Parskins, that if a person was mevashel, even b'shoigeg, so it's aser loy on Shabbos. But Rav Meir holds it's mutter loy b'shaigeg. It's mutter loy. It's mutter loy. Memela, it is mutter loy. So and the Vilna Gaon says over there, Mishabur Mizan, you can be samech on Rav Meir. So l'chayr, what's going on over here? Over here, the guy put it on erev Shabbos. It wasn't fully cooked, right? He was over an issur d'rabbanon of shehiya. And you're telling me that it's aser on matzah Shabbos? Not only for his family, for everybody. If the guy would go on Shabbos and take a raw thing and cook it, you tell me with the evidence mutter. And the guy went and did shehiya erev Shabbos, he tell me it's aser. So Shartzian says in Lamed Gimel, "V'afta magadavon b'yeret Shabbos after gossip the name halacha grammar b'shoyge yechal mevela hadin b'zeh gam kein da'achrini mutter." Then if you're going to paskin over there, it's mutter. Should be mutter at least lachrini ucha. Hagoyes Mordechai, v'im kein l'fi mashich ria hagrol l'kamon b'simen shiches taloch grameyer v'meil l'motel l'achrini. So according to the gra there who passes like grameyer, mikol mokim says the shartzian leinucha l'hakav b'zeh. Da gra be'atzmai b'seif ha'asif hu chiyach da asur l'chal adam u'delay kagoyes Mordechai. Because the guy himself says it's asur l'chal adam. Now he doesn't here explain why. L'maisa, I found that the Yerushalmi mamash asked the kasha b'feirish. Two places. The Yerushalmi asked this kasha, and the Yerushalmi says, yes, because by a Durabbanon, we're nervous you might go do it on Shabbos, only a Durabbanon, so they knast you more. Mashenkin b'Shabbos, when a chaysha person called me mevashel with deraisa. So if he did it b'shaygeg, avadar, a mayor says it's mutter. It's taka more chomer. In Svar, you'll say, how could it be? A kacha, that's the way it is. So that's what he's saying over here. It's also l'chaladim, l'chosha kein l'vnei beisai, the aser kevin nisbashel b'shvila. Okay, ad motzei Shabbos, lamed beis. Bagoyis hashri mevur degam bekanu bechadei sheyatze. Bagoyis hashri is mevur that even in this case of shoygeg, it's aser bechadei sheyatze. Kimoy ba'avar v'shah. Umiloshen harambam le'nirakein. The Rambam is not mashma like that because the shaila is like the bi'alacha brings down in the bi'alacha ad bechadei sheyatze. He says, Rashi says, Kadesh Yasu is always that you shouldn't be nene from Melechus Shabbos. So then L'chaira, that doesn't make a difference, B'shagig or B'meizid, L'chaira, he shouldn't be Nana from Melechus Shabbos, that it happened on Shabbos. But he brings that the Rambam gives the reason that you shouldn't gain and come to be Mako another time. Shouldn't gain. So I gained because now I was ready right away, if I get to eat it right away, and I might come to be Mekel another time. So it seems what the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Berurah is saying is, from the Lashon of Rambam, that would only be by Avar B'Shah. If I was Avar B'Shah and you tell me, okay, it's Aser on Shabbos, but right away Matzah Shabbos, you could eat it. So one second, I'm a guy who already is an Avar, right? So if I see I could gain, next time I might be Mekel too. If I've made a mistake, I made a mistake, so there's no such chashash. So that's what he means, Miloshan Aramam. So it's Tully and what's the pshat in Chadei Sheyasu for that. Hechzira in Yehudi l'amagimel l'tzorech Yisrael, dine kishachach t'mashanasa edei Yehudi b'meizid, l'ichomer m'mashanasa edei Yisrael b'shoigeg, v'alkein afilu im mitztame b'yofil lo'y mutter, kevin sh'nisbashu kol tzorecha v'ein nenem menu kol kach, l'maisa, the goy's ma'isa b'meizid can't be more chomer than a Jew's ma'isa b'shoigig, and therefore, even if it's mistamet b'yofele, it's mutter, because he wasn't nana so much. All right, you know, we'll stop over here, and we'll continue the last piece, because it's a little longer, and some more details, but Hashem will continue Wednesday. He's going to get into